word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. I'm glad that you could join us today as we continue our study now in the book of Acts and throughout the epistles of the New Testament. We're going to be in this study for a while. We're going to begin today in Acts chapter 16. This is going to be our jumping off place for the next several weeks. So we're going to go there first to Acts chapter 16, verses 4 and 5. And I'd encourage you, if you can, grab a Bible and sit down with us for the next 10 or 15 minutes as we consider the Word of God. I want to let you know and remind you about our little prayer journals. We're continuing to send these out. I'm getting letters every week, and I have a few of these left, and I'd like to get one to you. These are little journals you can put in your pocket. You can put them in a purse. They're a little bit smaller than a 3x5 card, but they're great. I use one on Wednesday night. I take mine with me to prayer meeting, and as people give prayer requests, I write them down in my little prayer journal, and then I can pray for these all week long. So these little prayer journals, you can just get them simply by writing to us. We'll send them to you free, no charge for postage or anything. All you've got to do is contact us and give us an address. Let us know where you're hearing this broadcast today, and we'd love to get these into your hands. You can write to us in three ways. First of all, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or you can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. Just click on the Contact Us link there, and it'll bring up a way to contact us, and you can drop us a note that way. Or most of our requests we get just through the regular mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, I want to remind you, we're asking you to pray for a couple of things this month. Around here on the reservations at the Big Cypress Ministry, it's very busy, and a lot of things going on, and our people are just going here and there, and so pray for our Seminole people this week, if you would. And then, beginning today, we're starting a revival here at the Big Cypress Reservation, and so would you pray for this revival? Our evangelist has come in, and we're looking forward to a great week, and so pray for us. Don't forget, Thursday is Valentine's Day. It's coming up. So make sure you get them Valentine cards, guys. Don't forget them. All right, let's begin our study today in Acts chapter 16. And then we're going to go over to Romans and read some passages of Scripture in Romans and begin talking about the church at Rome today. Acts chapter 16, verse 4 and 5 says, "And they went through the cities. They delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily." Paul and his companions and others were going through Asia Minor and even around Israel and further than that, and they were going and establishing churches. They were teaching people how to live for the Lord, and they were starting these churches. Verse 5 says, "And so were the churches established in the faith and they were increasing. In these churches were all kinds of issues and all kinds of problems, and Paul wrote to each one of them. And we're going to go through all of them eventually, but today we're going to go to the church at Rome. Now, I want you to understand this. I'm not studying these in the order that they were started. I'm not doing them in a chronological order in the sense that Paul started this church first and this church second and so on. We're taking these as they are in the New Testament. So there's Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Thessalonians. And so we're going to go through all of these. We're going to take them one at a time and study each of these churches and what Paul had to say to them. So at the church at Rome, I want to mention this. This was a church that was going through some hard times. Paul did not start this church. In fact, we don't know exactly how the church of Rome was started. We understand that this church was kind of an underground church because of the great persecution they were under. They were getting persecution from all sides. We know from history that many of the Christians were blamed for fires and were blamed for all kinds of things. It was during this time that Christians would be taken out into an arena, and there, for the entertainment of the people, they would turn lions loose on these people and just let the lions tear them up. Sometimes they would take a Christian and put him up against one of the gladiators to fight him. And of course, that was just a joke. They were not equipped and they could not do that. And so they would end up being slaughtered. And of course, Nero and some of the other emperors, they just thought this was the greatest thing ever. And so these Christians, the ones who were saved and the ones who were trying to follow the Lord, were having a very, very difficult time. And Paul had heard about them, and he had heard about their faith. Let me go ahead and read Romans chapter 1. This is verses 8 through 12. In the beginning of the chapter, Paul gave them the typical greetings that you find in the epistles. But then beginning in verse 8, he says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me." Notice that Paul recognized their faith. In fact, he mentions it a couple of times, that he was thankful for their faithfulness and that he was praying for them. And with that in mind, I would like to say this, that there are Christians being persecuted all through the world right now. Here in the United States, we really don't see the persecution. And in fact, we've never experienced the harsh persecution like many of our forefathers have and many of the early believers did. Starting at Jerusalem, they had come under persecution, and we don't even know for sure how these Christians got to Rome. Some may have been captured as slaves and inscripted as servants and taken to Rome, and there they tried to continue serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And they certainly were under persecution, but you see, it's never stopped. Today, right now, there are Christians across this world that are under persecution. Sometimes we think we are, but nothing like this and nothing like they are. And churches are being bombed. Christians are being beaten. The women are being raped. It's awful. And I hate to even think about it, but many are being singled out because of their faith and under this great persecution. And so I want to encourage you to pray for them. Paul told the Romans, he said, "I pray for you every day, as much as he can." And we ought to be praying for these Christians that are under these great, great persecutions. And so pray for them. When you hear about these persecutions, pray for those believers. They need your prayers and they need your help. Now, Paul, again, had not started this church, but he had heard about them and heard about their faith. Under persecution, many had been arrested, many had been killed and tortured, and we understand that many of them, and were having services down in a place called the catacombs underneath. This was actually kind of the graveyard of Rome. And you can go and visit those today, as I understand. I've never been there, but they were, for the most part, hating out. Yet in all of these things, it was their faithfulness that stood out to Paul. And he was encouraged by their faith, and he wanted to encourage them. You notice in verse 10 and 11, he said that I want to come to you. He said, making quest, if by any means, not length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. Part of his prayer was he could come and visit them. Now think about that. He wanted to go and see, visit these persecuted, put himself under this persecution. Now we know that eventually Paul did go to Rome. In fact, he was arrested there in Jerusalem in the temple one day. He was arrested, and through weeks and weeks and weeks, he ended up going to Rome. It's a long story, and you can go back and read about it in the book of Acts. And he tells all about it toward the end of the book of Acts. And he wanted to go and even in the midst of this persecution, go and visit these believers and encourage these believers. He wanted to come and fellowship with them. He wanted to come and spend that time with them. And he tells us specifically why. In verse 12, he said, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now, the word comforted is much like the word that we know of the Spirit of God, of the Holy Spirit, the Parakletos. He said, I want to come and be beside you. To come along aside and stand with you and try to help you. But he said, I wanted to be comforted with you, partner with you, fellowship with you for two things. He said in verse 12, be comforted together with you by the mutual faith of both you and me. And he wanted to come and firsthand see their faith and learn of their faith. I can imagine those conversations as Paul got there and began to ask, how's it going? And they began to tell him of people that perhaps had been killed, or fathers and mothers and perhaps even children, and how the persecution was coming, what he should watch out for. Now we know Paul ended up in prison in Rome. And there as he visited with him, he would come and be encouraged by them, and he would encourage them. And encourage their faith and be encouraged by them. You see, that's part of the reason we have church, is to encourage each other. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, and encourage each other, exhorting one another. And when we come to church, you know, you ought to make it your own ministry to encourage someone at church this Lord's Day. We're going to continue this study. We're going to go on to 1 Corinthians, but pray for these persecuted believers. Get to church this Sunday. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.